everybody. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us.
People think that the government just infiltrated the conspiracy movement, but no, they actually created it from the start.
It has the whole background of connections between the drug industrialists and the media moguls, so that the programming on television and Hollywood even is outcoming from the same sources of counterintelligence that keep us enslaved to a dysfunctional and degenerative and intoxicating paradigm called modern medicine.
I mean, they have arms all over the place. It's unbelievable what these people can do and how relentless they are.
It's a fascinating time, and there's more and more revelations coming out about who's trustworthy and who's not. People and that this great nation depends upon the balance of powers that freedom of the press holds, and if you can't depend on even the independent media to tell you the truth, because it's been infiltrated by COINTELPRO operatives, which we've been increasingly evidencing materially, proving.
The diversion, the lies.
And so that now we're faced with having to develop alternatives in the alternative media.
The way they discredit everything that's really serious out there.
An energy weapon, and it exploded right outside the window that I would typically sit at, and the shock wave of energy went through the glass.
This is over and over again.
Yeah.
And I wonder what the hell is the matter with people. Who the hell is telling the truth out there, and who the hell isn't?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Horrocane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, and we're coming to you live. Yes, this is a live show from beautiful Honolulu, Hawaii.
They won't be live when we play a rerun.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So for those of you who are listening on the archive, I'm sorry. We're not live.
Well, we are live. You can actually say the date. It is May 28th. 2000.
Yeah. Did you have a good weekend? Everybody have a good weekend out there? Good Memorial Day weekend?
I don't know. Let's ask them.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had a very interesting weekend, and I think that, Sherry, I think before we get into it, let me ask you to just give thanks to our sponsors, because also I want to make sure that everybody knows to sign up on CureShop.com for the next newsletter. We've been outputting some really great news, stunning, shocking, very important information as well. And that if you're not signed up to receive our Healthy World newsletter, then you really should be. Go on there. It's for free. And you can sign up on CureShop.com. And we're about to release another one. These are extremely important communications that from the perspective of both 528, love, revolution, as well as survival and planetary transformation to love instead of war. The information that we're outputting currently and the collaborations that we're advancing globally are extremely important for you, and you want to be a part of this. You certainly don't want to be a part of the problem. You want to be part of the solution, and we are advancing solutions, I believe, in my heart, better and more powerfully than anybody globally. So please share this information with others. Get yourself hooked up and become a subscriber to Healthy World News, and then we'll be connected with you, and you'll be able to facilitate what is happening.
Yes. So thank you to our sponsors, HealthyWorldStore.com, for your awesome products, keeping people healthy throughout the year. Check out the 528 section today in the store for products infused with the 528 Hertz frequency of love. Also, Dr. Horowitz's books, tapes, and DVDs, including his latest book, The Book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, which you can also view more information on that book at thebookof528.com. Also, thank you to our other sponsor, CureShop.com. That's CureShoppe.com for your awesome products, people, keeping people healthy throughout the year. Also carrying Dr. Horowitz's endorsed 528 Hertz infused products, his books, tapes, and DVDs, and a lot of other awesome products. So check it out today. Also, thank you to 528records.com. And to all the musicians out there who have contributed to the site, you can actually go to the site today if you're a musician, or even if you just have a record collection that you want to transpose. You would upload your original tracks if you're a musician or your record collection to the site. It will be donated to the library, and for the musicians who actually created the music, they will get 60% royalties for anyone who donates for their music. And if you uploaded your record collection, you will get the tracks back for free, transposed into the 528 Hertz frequency. So, and the musicians will get that back as well. So it's an awesome, awesome opportunity if you're a musician or if you're just somebody with an awesome record collection, CD collection that just wants to have music that they love transposed into the 528 frequency. And you won't actually hear a difference, but you will feel a difference, which is awesome, because a lot of musicians out there say, well, my music is already healing, or I don't want to change the way my music sounds. And believe me, you won't hear a difference, really. You will definitely feel a difference. So it's a great way for you to get your music out in the most healing way. Also, check out 528radio.com. We really, really appreciate the donations of anybody who is interested in keeping that site alive. We appreciate your donations. So go to 528radio.com, see the genres that we've actually transposed of music into the 528 Hertz frequency. A lot of them are your favorite music that you know growing up. It's awesome. And different genres on there. We have classic rock. We have blues. We have disco. We have Monkey Man Radio, which would be punk and other a variety of different eclectic music, which that's my favorite station, by the way. And just check it out. It's just, there's so many great songs on there. And if you've contributed by adding your music to it, it's also exciting to hear it going out on the radio like that. It's a free opportunity. We also have apps now. If you have an Android, you can actually download the app. If you go to the 528records.com website, there's instructions on where you can download that app from Google Play. We also are getting the app together for the iPhone, so that's going to be awesome too. And this is a way you can listen to 528radio.com music transposed in the love frequency all the time. So if you're on your cell phone and you're just coming home, or if you're at your desk and you want to listen to it, or if you're home and you're just whatever you're doing, cleaning or just relaxing. And it's awesome to be able to have that. So please, if you do appreciate this service, send your donations in to keep the site alive. We do have to pay a webmaster to actually have it running, because sometimes there's issues that happen. And we also have other volunteers working on the site. So we do appreciate your donations to help keep this site alive. And not only that, but the server space also costs a great deal of money, and we want to increase our server space so we can add more music, so we're going to need the funds to do that. So thank you to all the people out there that have kept this site alive. God bless you all, and welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Sherry. That was really great. Appreciate that. Folks, it's been amazing. Things have happened to a lot of people, particularly with regard to the Constitution of the United States, the First Amendment, freedom of the press. There have been a number of individuals and organizations that have increasingly talked about censorship and how out of control the judicial system appears to be. in allowing multinational corporations to suppress information that is of vital importance for decision making, for living our lives, for voting on political issues, or enabling the implementation of, for example, Obamacare. So this was recently discussed in a newsletter mailing that we sent out, and you know, we'll be happy to, if you contact us, if you didn't receive the previous mailings, contact us and we'll forward them to you. But the matter is expanding. It's not going away. It's increasingly, there's going to be more and more suppression of information for the purpose of mind control, social conditioning, social engineering, whereby we have to go along with, we're compelled by multinational corporations, virtually war bankers, to advance a fascist globalist agenda that we're compelled to follow along with, you know, despite the fact that it's unreasonable beyond measure. It is deadly. It is incredibly intoxicating. It is polluting. It is destroying our environment. It's in destroying our family, our health, our children, everything from mercury toxicity and vaccinations, in the skyrocketing rates of autistic spectrum disorder, to the disabling mental condition whereby you've got people with Alzheimer's disease unable to even remember, recall simple things. Suddenly you begin to realize that this is a money-making, profit-generating, disease-inducing imposition that the global industrialists that are virtually one cartel are advancing. Now, there's increasingly people all over the world who are outraged to the point where they're finally getting to the point where we are, where we've been. You know, you're willing to give your life up if necessary for this greater good, because nothing else is as urgent, nothing else is as important as saving our planet and our children and our children's children's future through this imposition period. This has been prophesied in the Bible. This is the book of Revelation. These are the end times being carried out. It's very clear who the enemies are. And I say enemies of we the people. And I say it in a very loving and compassionate way. Again, you can go to Jesus and the cross and realize his last words out of his mouth was, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do." And again, you know, you can look at these psychopaths. They're literally psychopathic, to degenerate everything for profit and greed and arrogance that they possess and administer politically and economically, commercially, that is, all over the world, controlling everything from the military armaments that are killing people to the mass propaganda campaign spun by Hollywood and the media to get our young adults to enlist in this fraudulent, genocidal operation. And there's really any other adjectives. I'm not even sure what would describe the outrageous, hideous contempt for everything that's good about creation and about humanity. That's what we're dealing with. And this was prophesied in the book of Revelation. You can read the book of Revelation, and it's very fascinating to me. I've read it a number of times, and it's cryptic in many ways, but yet there is enough that's not cryptic that gives you an indication of what it is that we're discussing here has been prophesied to occur. And there's a plan. There's a divine plan. There, the prophets, you know, John, when he wrote this book of Revelation, and then the concept that it is the sorcerers that are deceiving the wealthiest men of all the nations. And it talks about sorcery, the root word, when you look in Strong's Concordance and you follow the root of the word sorcery, you get pharmaceutical company. You get pharmaceuticals, and you begin to realize that the global beast that we're dealing with is really a military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical, banking cartel, and that they're engaged in not simply making money. As Nixon said, you know, it's not simply about generating wealth. He said absolute power corrupts absolutely, and it's about power and control. So the wealthiest of wealthy become power mongers, and basically they're blinded, and that's where now they begin to serve not our loving creator, not the god of chlorophyll, 528 hertz frequency resonance of pure miracle healing. No, we're dealing with a different channel, a different vibration, a different dissonance and degeneration that is exclusively based on the science found in what is called 741 frequency. And now you begin to get into some of the metaphysical and the physics of, and the science and the mathematics of the music that we're advancing in the 528 Love Revolution in the music industry and in medicine and natural healing. Read the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, and then you once again go back into realizing you're fulfilling Bible prophecy, because the key to the house of David that opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open is a musical note of 528 hertz frequency, the heart of the universe, the heart of rainbows, the heart of the sunshine. It's the heart of a rainbow, it's the heart of the sunshine, that is the electromagnetic color spectrum, which is greenish yellow, which is the reason grass is green and why your heart chakra in Oriental medicine is greenish yellow, the same color resonance of your heart is the heart of sunshine, the heart of rainbows, the heart of snowflakes, the heart of circles and the whole world of sacred geometry and physics and pi and phi and Fibonacci series. You would not have any of it without love, pure tone, 528 hertz frequency, and including there is the proof of there being 5,280 feet precisely in a measured mile. That's the reason why we're advancing very, very assertively now, an understanding that the Illuminati must cease and desist. We have exposed the most wonderful revelations that can transform this planet and present and create, co-create with our Creator, the intended result of prophecy to have 1,000 years of world peace. Well, there is a great battle. The great spiritual warfare is being reflected in the economy, where you have the banking community that is funding war and funding media war mentality. You realize that they're vibing to the different frequency called 741, which, by the way, is called the devil's tone in classical musicology. 741 is the F sharp note in the current imposition of the A440 standard tuning in the Western world, where musicians to play together, they all tune to the same frequency, and that's A440. Well, when you play A440, your F sharp note goes into the devil's tone of 741. That is in gross dissonance with the love in your heart. It causes stress and distress, and it stimulates ego and suppresses your heartfelt intuition and loving creative capacity through your heart to restore and produce miracles on faithful prayer. That's the power of the heart, the power of the heart chakra to transmit love. And you realize if that's being suppressed, and it obviously is, if we're generating war to maintain our commercial operations and our economies, put food on people's tables, and you got to kill people and violate the Ten Commandments and the basic laws of righteousness in order to administer this injustice, well, something's wrong with the system. And that what is wrong is fundamentally an energy problem. It's a spiritual problem. Metaphysically, it's the war against good and evil, energetically. And so that is what we're talking about here, and we're witnessing revelation on all levels. We're witnessing not only this truth that shall set us free, that will give us the capacity to develop technologies that are sustainable and sustaining and uplifting and healing miraculously using the power of the Creator and the mathematics that the Creator has created and used to administer this magnificent universe. You know, we're so myopic. It's part of a mental illness. It's a psychopathology that human beings think that they control everything, or that they have a desire to control arrogantly and profitably everything that is good, including the genetics, the seeds, the Monsanto issue that is a big matter here in Hawaii. At any rate, I've been having a monologue here, Sherry. I want to invite you into the conversation and kind of ask you, what's your perspective on this? And again, I just want to encourage people, please sign up to receive our newsletters. Spread them around, because you're going to get some fantastic information that the world really needs to get us out of this mess.
Well, there's a whole bunch of information. On what aspect did you want my opinion on?
Well, anything that really strikes your fancy at this point. You know, I think that it's been an interesting week and weekend in Revelation, and I'm referring to this article particularly that came out in the USA Today, the weekend edition, that dealt with the military propaganda efforts or flaws. According to USA Today, feature story, front page cover story of allegedly the United States General Accounting Office, the GAO, coming out with a secreted report that they supposedly didn't report on. There was some sort of a leak that is unclear as to where this information sourced from, but, you know, basically I think we've got it pretty much handled.
Well, I'll tell you, as soon as I saw this article, I can tell you my first thought was, it was in the second paragraph where it talks about how the propaganda efforts included the intention to change foreigners' attitudes and behaviors in support of U.S. government objectives. So what I don't really get is that they're getting away again with spinning a story that's not accurate. Their efforts were not just to go and get people – I mean, that's an old story, to get people to believe that the U.S. government was, you know, a good government, a tough, powerful government, you know, that our military was the best. I mean, that effort has been going on. That's what every, you know, empire that's ever been known has always done, is to actually give the facade that we're the greatest nation on earth, right? But that's not what the propaganda efforts were really about. Most of the money, which I believe is being spent, you can see this effort going on now with Alex Jones. You can see how they built him up to a degree to get into the mainstream media, where more and more people that you talk to on the street now are being fed this information that Alex Jones is spewing on InfoWars, that is really a spin off of the real reality of it. Now, what's bad about what Alex Jones says, because some of the stuff he says is true, but it's mixed in with disinformation. So whenever you tell anybody about things that happened, for instance, with what's going on with those two FBI agents who allegedly fell out of a helicopter, if you tell anybody that story, they go, well, I don't listen to InfoWars. I don't believe that stuff. I'm like, wait a minute. This was really written up in the mainstream news. This is part of – this really happened. This is what they're saying happened. I'm not even getting this from Alex Jones or InfoWars. So now it creates a situation where people now are in doubt. They're confused. And the whole effort was, in this propaganda effort by the military, was to confuse the masses in every which way possible. And that's what I am seeing over and over again, is the confusion being – happening. It's like people don't know what to believe, and then when you mention something, automatically they believe it comes from Alex Jones, if it's any kind of conspiracy or something that doesn't seem like it would be put out by CNN or any of the other mainstream organizations. So this is really what we're dealing with, is a spin on this story that basically tells you one thing that, yeah, everybody knows, but they're not telling you the real funding, what was happening, and how they go after activists and whistleblowers to actually create confusion, to discredit them. And that's where I believe a lot of the big money is. And also a huge effort working for the New World Order. These people that are working for the New World Order, basically what they're doing is they have an agenda to get everyone to hate the government. So there's a lot of different factors coming into play, which also confuses people, causes fear, and creates people in a desperate situation of what are we going to do? We need answers. Let's look. Oh, where are we going to look? Oh, we're going to get them from Alex Jones or whoever else they're plugging in the mainstream media. So
you fall into a trap. I mean, that's the situation. I mean, you're dealing with a minefield of booby traps here where if you fall into it based on inaccurate intelligence, you know, you're liable to be dead or your children are liable to be dead. Let me go into this article a little bit. First of all, it talks about at the height of wars, $580 million annually were spent by the Pentagon and that the efforts were flawed, it says. Now, wait a second. At the height of wars, well, yeah, we could look at the fact that America has been in wars, you know, basically going back. I don't remember even the last time that we were not in a war. Maybe was it at the end of Vietnam where we were not in a war? But then again, you had Korea, you had North Korea and South Korea still having problems even today. So there's ongoing problems that have been operating as the Pentagon is spinning propaganda. And then it talks about let me just read it to you. Since 2005, the Pentagon has spent hundreds of millions of dollars on Military Information Support Organization, or MISO. These propaganda efforts include websites, leaflets, broadcasts intended to change foreigners' attitudes and behaviors in support of U.S. government objectives, according to the report by the General Accounting Office. And that, first of all, I want to object because, first of all, it's been consistent. We're in wars constantly. And go back to the Vietnam War, the greatest risk to the U.S. military was the media's output of intelligence or counterintelligence that degraded the military. And so at the end of the Vietnam War, it was clear that the mainstream media required a redirection. And that redirection was created by Michael Aquino, Colonel Michael Aquino, currently a colonel in the National Security Agency, wrote for the War College the new revamping, the textbook on psychological warfare and media, mass media manipulation of the minds and popular culture so that we no longer think of the military in terrible terms. As you remember back, if you're old enough, the Vietnam War, for the first time in history, they showed American soldiers killing and maiming civilians in Vietnam. And so that was a horrible image that the U.S. military needed to overcome through media manipulation. So where is the target market? The target market is domestic. It's not foreign. If they're spending, realize this, if they're spending and they're telling you $580 million a year to spin propaganda internationally, but not domestically, and yet we, the people in the United States of America, are the principal target markets for supporting U.S. military and legislation and budgeting and all sorts of our congressmen and women who fund the military and are involved in the security agencies and intelligence organizations. Gee whiz, we, our opinions, our beliefs, our attitudes are of the highest priority. So if they're spending $580 million to convince foreigners that the American government and the United States military is good, how much do you really think they're spending to convince us that our military is a worthwhile investment? And so that's part of what is called fraud. When you omit, as is obviously done here on the front page story of USA Today, as well as by the United States General Accounting Office. The data had to have been available, because if they've got the numbers on how much was spent on foreign propaganda, where are the numbers for domestic propaganda? And then you begin to open up the can of worms, whereby it talks about websites being created to administer propaganda. And that's what we have been showing you. If you go to waronwethepeople.com, you'll see wonderful article after article dealing with the COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence propagandist, Dr. Truat, Alex McGowan Studer and company, links to Michael Aquino in the joint in the National Security Agency, also in the Temple of Set. These are satanic entities. They're not vibing, like we said earlier, to Love 528. They're vibing to a different channel of dissonance. They're psychopathic. If you think that you can now persuade people that killing and unrighteousness on behalf of global industrialists that are committing genocide and treason against we the people, and you think that that's righteous, well, you got to be sick. And you have got to have been induced into that illness, that psychological derangement, by trauma. You've got to have been brought up in a home where you were beaten, you were abused, or exposed to media incessantly that reinforced aggression, such as aggression in children's television, and then fear induction, these trance states that the media is totally capable of producing. In fact, that was one of the new words that we came out with in the last newsletter. A number of people have written in and said, thank you, that's a great word. Hypnotronic, hypnotechnology, that's what the media is. The media is not the message. It's been said that the media is the message. Wrong. The media is a hypnotechnology. It is a trance state-inducing hypnosis agenda and programming. When you look at programming, you look at neuro-linguistic programming, behavioral science, engineering, reinforcement, and systematic desensitization, whereby over and over again, when you show atrocities, or when, like what Sherry is saying, you have spin doctors like Alex Jones or David Icke mixing it all up. They'll tell you about the Illuminati. They'll tell you about the banksters. But then they spin in extraterrestrial menaces, all sorts of other stupid things, such as like all of the victims of Sandy Hook were all actors. Outrageous, discrediting garbage that they output. And what does it do? It literally desensitizes a truth seeker to gathering intelligence, because it's so mixed up, it's so unbelievable, you literally get what's called sensory motor overload. You can't take in anymore, and that's how control is maintained. That is the source of apathy. That is the source of political apathy, where people don't vote anymore. This is essentially caused by the manipulation of the mass mind through the corporate-controlled media. And even further, in a new article that we just posted on waronwethepeople.com, you can click on it. It's titled Military Propaganda. It's at the top menu. And you click on it, and you'll see that the whole details about the war banks, the war banking industry, is in control of, for example, Sony Pictures Corporation, Columbia Pictures Corporation, the main media outputs. Of course, we've talked about a lot, Rupert Murdoch and James Murdoch, and their Murdoch links to the pharmaceutical cartel beyond the media. Well, now we're dealing with greater revelation that shows that not only is the banking industry cartelized, that it is one in the same. You have the Rothschild League of Banks. That is not a name that I just created. That was a name that was very prominent. It was displayed. There were websites, very professional banking and commercial economy websites that were titled Rothschild League of Banks. And within that banking cartel, or organization, let's say, you had J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. You had Goldman Sachs, of course. Look at the United States Treasury Department. Look at the Federal Reserve. Your top officials have consistently been emissaries from Goldman Sachs. And, of course, Rockefeller got his money from the Rothschilds. So J.P. Morgan Chase is a virtual spinoff from the Rothschild League of Banks. We've got to take a break for a commercial. Sherry, you want to help us out there? And we'll be right back with you. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
I'm Sherry Kane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Is there proof of God's existence in our government's records? Author Jose Collazo brings his years of research into this stunning question to light in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More. Touching on little-known government projects such as the Remote Viewers Program and Active Auroral Research Program, Collazo has uncovered some amazing discoveries through his research and use of the Freedom of Information Act. From uncovered information on the Ark of the Covenant to connections between natural disasters and nuclear testing, experience this revealing look into our government's obscure and hidden work. Discover how new and experimental technologies may change our world forever and uncover monumental proof and answers to mankind's greatest questions in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More.
Hello, this is Michael Vera for CureShop.com with products endorsed by Dr. Leonard Horowitz, including Liquid Dentist, a one-stop defense system for not only your mouth, but your whole body. This unprecedented product aggressively attacks the critters that cause oral diseases using concentrated microfine silver plus oxygen and minerals to help reverse tooth decay and gum diseases, helping repair your teeth and gums naturally. Then, by swallowing this amazing and good-tasting tooth and gum saver, you actually get a natural, nutritional immunization against more than 1,000 strains of oral bacteria and viruses when you swallow. Liquid Dentist is awesome for boosting natural immunity. Imagine your teeth feeling hygienic, clean, and super smooth for up to 3 days after each use. Swish with it 3 minutes or more after brushing and flossing. Gargle to freshen and protect your throat, and then swallow Liquid Dentist. Wow, what a great idea. It's all natural, healing, and protective. Dr. Horowitz developed Liquid Dentist based on emerging science from England showing a 20-second exposure to medical-grade ozone kills germs deep within decay, even down to the nerve. Then highly concentrated mineral mouth rinsing can remineralize your teeth and harden them even harder than they were originally. This way, teeth can be saved and not drilled away or lost due to decay or tooth fracture. Plus, Liquid Dentist kills periodontal germs and leaves your breath fresh and teeth feeling professionally clean for days. Go to liquiddentist.net to learn more, or go to cureshop.com. That's cureshop.com, CureShoppe.com, to order your supply of Liquid Dentist today, or call toll-free 1-888-621-7611. That's 1-888-621-7611. Call now to save your smile. You're listening to the LNM Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Horowitz Kane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
And Dr. Len Horowitz here.
I'm looking at the news that came out today. I don't know if anybody else is looking at this, but it's about the Bitcoin organization, the Liberty Reserve organization that puts out Bitcoin. And if you're not familiar with what Bitcoin is, it basically gives you the opportunity to pay for things without actual money, doing it through digital avenues. And the organization Liberty Reserve was actually is accused of laundering $6 billion. And basically, they said that the operators are what the authorities described as one of the world's largest online money laundering organizations, as central hub for criminal trafficking and everything from stolen identities to child pornography, were charged in an indictment unsealed by federal prosecutors on Tuesday. So And then basically go on to say the organization Liberty Reserve was responsible. This is in the New York Times, by the way, was responsible for laundering over $6 billion over the last 7 years with millions of customers around the world. According to the indictment, prosecutors said that the company facilitated global criminal conduct and that the case, which involved law enforcement agencies in 17 countries, is believed to be the largest international money laundering prosecution in history.
Okay, now just a second. For those who don't really know, again, this is mainstream media taking you into hating these guys allegedly involved in pornography, et cetera,
child
sorts of things. Now, what you have to know is we reported on this several months ago. In fact, you can go online. We've got on waronwethepeople.com, we've got a couple different articles on Google. And one of the investigations that we were compelled to do, because we were suing Google at one point, that is, Sherry Kane and I were actually had litigation against Google. And one of the things that they were having one of their top technicians in Google be involved in was Bitcoin. Moreover, it was very clear that the Central Intelligence Agency was very interested in Bitcoin. The CIA has a for-profit equity investment group that is called InQtel. And InQtel was in touch with and working with, to some extent, in fact, when I was reading this, I was a little bit appalled and saddened, because what was initially intended by the creators of Bitcoin, according to their publications, again, that may have been their propaganda, was that Bitcoin was the way in which we the people globally could get out from under the war bankers, and that it offered an alternative economy based on the legitimate practice of trade, whereby bartering, we could barter a number of bitcoins for our products and services. And so it was a way, a remedy for what ails us internationally. Now, when I say that, I want you to go on waronwethepeople.com again to the new article that is called Military Propaganda and read down about a third of the way. And you'll see that there is a brand new research study that has come out of a organization from Zurich, Switzerland, that represents the banks of Switzerland, as well as the independent concerns about the global economy and where it's going.
Wasn't Google involved in this Bitcoin?
Yes. Well, this is what I'm saying. One of the Google's top technology experts was one of the main movers and shakers of the Bitcoin organization. So I'm giving you some background.
They're not going to mention Google, though.
No, but nobody's going to get any
that.
News.
They're just going to mention some guys that nobody ever heard of that worked nowhere in a foreign country.
Well, what this is a targeted campaign. And I'm giving you the background now. But wait, let me just finish. If you go to that article, it is a scientific peer review, exquisitely in-depth research study that states what we are saying, that the entire global financial system is under the control of a covert banking cartel that has no interest whatsoever in humanity, in the environment. Primarily, they're concerned about power and greed.
Why are they doing this to their own people? That's a good question. Because you know that the big money people like Goldman Sachs and Google and stuff, they have their hands in this pot.
Well, this is obvious to me. The first analysis, and again, folks, what you're listening to with the Horocane is you're listening to an intelligence industry analysis that is underlying headline news. This is just breaking news right now. And so this concept that there was an alternative currency that was exploding globally is what this matter is fundamentally about. you go into the details about who is putting this out. Well, the New York Times, you know, a liberal mouthpiece for the banksters. This is the organization that's first outputting this, but this is going to be huge news, absolutely huge news. And it, and my instant opinion on it is there were probably great guys in the beginning who saw the internet and e-commerce as a potential vehicle for getting us out of this global commercial imposition that we're all under, and they have advanced it, and now you've
somebody
got...
Somebody stole it from that good guy, probably.
And
that's
what they did. They infiltrated the... I know the CIA and NQTEL, the investors therein, mm-hmm. were interested in this whole operation. They were involved with the directors. So this is not news. This is for NQTEL and the Central Intelligence Agency. One question I have is, why would they suddenly now have the U.S. Justice Department deliver this indictment?
Because somebody, there was infighting maybe that occurred. There was some infighting that occurred.
Or it was set up from the very beginning to fail
or
by
to,
the
infiltration. As an example of like what you try to do. Here, somebody wrote a really good comment under there, which I have to read. How dare they take billions from the legitimate banking system and deprive those banks from access to those funds? It does not matter that the funds were provided through gambling, prostitution, drugs, arms trading, or stolen property. Our legitimate banks want that money.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good comment.
It's a good comment. You know, I think, and then people are waking up, and that's why it is that we encourage you not only to listen to the Hurricane Hour, but actually go to the archives and send them to friends, and certainly sign up for our newsletters, because, again, the depth of the analysis that you're receiving on the LNM Network, with Michael Vera and all, you know, this program is really exceptional, and you're not going to get it in really too many other places. I know you're not going to get the entire analysis from Alex Jones, and you're certainly not.
There's these are paid propagandists. We are doing this as humanitarians. We do this because we believe in what we're doing. We believe in what we're telling you, and we know from what we've seen in the past that when we give you our opinion, you can almost take it to the bank every single time. I think that we've been accurate in our opinion. It may there may be other parts of it that we are not aware of that we will find out later. But I can tell you that when we tell you something, you can usually take that to the bank.
Yeah, it's really it's important. You know, let me go back to this GAO propaganda. You know, here's what they concluded. The GAO found three supposed weaknesses in the Pentagon's tracking of its propaganda programs. Number one weakness, the Pentagon and Congress do not have a complete picture of the efforts and the funding used to pay for the military's propaganda programs. Now, wait a second. Just think about how absurd that is. And how what it indicates is that you've got the military and the Congress budgeting money for programs they have no clue what is being done. Tells you that it is a covert operation by the war banksters. And again, the example that I give you in the article online at War on We the People, that's the military propaganda article, is that the Sony Corporation, the primary funders of it, are all the banks of Japan and including the government of China. Now, the question then becomes, if you look at Sony Corporation produced Zero Dark 30, which was this year's most coveted Academy Award nominee picture. It didn't win, I understand, Best Picture of the Year. It won some other awards. But it was obvious to anyone because it dealt with tracking Osama bin Laden by a CIA agent who apparently didn't get along with the system. I wouldn't even go see the film, frankly. Maybe I should now go see it just in retrospect, given the new news. But I didn't allow myself to go see a what was frankly a U.S. propaganda film. I get enough propaganda on, you know, looking at the newsstands and going on the internet. But basically, I think what I'll do is now I'll go maybe get the video and watch the propaganda film, Zero Dark Thirty, and then realize you have to is that who produced that? Well, it's a Sony Pictures Corporation production, and who is Sony Pictures? Well, that's the government of China. It is the banks of Japan. So the question then becomes, reasonable question, what would
it's the banksters the, all over
the
it,
Asian right? nations, those two most powerful economic Asian countries, be doing funding a anti-Muslim, pro-American, pro-CIA propaganda film?
They work together. It's like obvious that they're all one.
Yeah, well, that's part of the point.
Exactly.
That's number one point. And then the other matter here is that, you know, where is the legitimacy in government? Obviously, there's no power in government. There's no power in the military. If the military doesn't know what propaganda it's putting out, which it says right here, and it doesn't have the capacity then even to determine what the effects of that propaganda is, that's the second thing. And third thing, it says here, listen to this, quote, the Pentagon can't measure the effects of propaganda programs well enough to know where to allocate funding, end quote. So they have no clue. Now, think about how stupid this is, because propaganda is the most sophisticated of all the behavioral sciences. Behavioral science, social engineering is the real hard science at this point. I mean, there have been decades and decades of research studies, and you better believe that polling organizations exist internationally. It's not simply a tool for American politicians vying for election. No, they have polls all over the world where companies are set up to keep their thumb on the pulse of public attitudes, public beliefs, and behaviors. And so when you have that level of sophisticated knowledge, and by the way, it's inexpensive. If they're spending $580 million a year on propaganda programs to, let's say, influence a targeted market, it would only cost, let's say, a quarter of a million or a half a million dollars to hire a polling organization that does index surveys of those attitudes and beliefs and behaviors of the targeted population. So for them to not have this information is beyond stupid or ridiculous. It's actually criminal and treasonous, because you see, this is fraud. Omissions and misrepresentations in law is fraud. And we're dealing with Sherman Antitrust Act violations here. We're talking about global manipulation of the economy of virtually every industry. That's what we're talking about. That means no competition. That's what this Bitcoin matter, in my opinion, is really about. The war banks don't want Bitcoin industry competition. So this is their first effort to take them out after the CIA already infiltrated them, already negotiated with their directors, and already had Google's top geniuses in technology working on the Bitcoin project.
But that's where it gets very confusing in my mind, is they're already controlling them. They're operating with them. So now they're working together with them. So this is what it could be. This is another thing it could be. It could be that they said, okay, look, we're going to take you down publicly. Then we're going to have – that's where, as an example, but they still – then they're going to basically work with them and create
– and take it over.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is – look, they did that with Bill Gates. If you remember correctly, Bill Gates and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation was non-existent when – the federal government began to attack, and when I say federal government of the United States, you're looking at the war banks. They decided to attack Microsoft and break it up, and that litigation was extremely expensive. It went on for years, and instantly it was solved at the same time, contemporaneously Bill and Gates and Melinda Gates Foundation was established, and they gave their first $200 million alleged donation to vaccination through the World Health Organization, which is a Rockefeller front. So suddenly you realize, okay, where potentially they have gone with this matter or could go with this matter is exactly like you say, Sherry. This may be simply a propaganda front. I know in Hawaii we just had a case, and we were interested in this because we have been the victims of extortion. There was an extortion case, high-profile case here in Honolulu that was just resolved, and those alleged extortionists were guiltless. They were freed by the trial jury, and it turned out that the wealthiest of all of the industrialists involved with these guys had set them up, and that the newspapers carried the story and destroyed their businesses. Now they had the jury verdict, and they were freed from the liability and responsibility, and they were just totally just thrilled.
It's like a payoff, but also it's also like it's an agreement that they make behind the scenes, and then something happens openly with the public only sees what happens openly, and they think, oh wow, look, Bitcoin, those were good guys, they were busted by the feds, oh my God. But I don't really see that as the picture at all. I think it's way more complicated than what it looks like from the first sight thought of it or reading of it. You really have to really know how these people operate. It was already controlled.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to talk about this picture of the day in the New York Times. A relative is mourning a woman who was shot to death near Peshawar, Pakistan, while working to vaccinate children against polio. The government suspended the campaign after the woman's death. The Pakistani Taliban has repeatedly targeted health workers on anti-polio drives, accusing them of being spies.
Up on waronwethepeople.com, there is the Pakistan vaccination massacre.
Yeah, I remember that story, yes, but they're putting it back in the news.
Oh, it's back in the news. It's not going away. We said that. They're going to be coming for you and I as so-called terrorists for outputting the truth about vaccination toxicity, and they're going to claim that we're psychologically deranged. That's a prophecy, but it's also very clear. The indications are material that we have seen this increasingly, and we need your prayers out there, support, folks. Also, the solution, we believe, is in love, 528. Go to 528records.com. Make yourself familiar with what's taking place in the music industry to basically put out the frequency of love, because love is the universal healer. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
Join you tomorrow again on the Horowcane Hour. Bye for now.